Hi. How are you doing? I was looking through my Instagram and I was just going through stories and you know, when you go through Instagram or Facebook and you're looking at stories and you know, we all of us follow people who we look up to. There are a few singers, everybody have singers they follow, or actors, or there are writers, or there are poets, or artists, or I mean any kind of entrepreneurs that you follow, any businessmen that you follow, and you look, when you are looking at their stories, those stories always tell what they are doing in their life. Their stories are very happening. There's a lot of action in those stories, and they are explaining what they are doing, and they are showing what they are doing. And in those moments, I mean, the first thought that comes to the mind is that I can do that too. I should be doing that too. I have what it takes to do that too. And sometimes the thought even says, I can do that better than what he is doing or she is doing. I should be the one doing what he is doing. And I can do it better than them. But then from that thought, there is the next thought. It's like a thread of thoughts, like a train of thoughts. So the next thought that is connected to this thought is that the next result of this thought is that either one can feel jealous, either one can get envious, and one can start feeling hatred towards that person, whoever is accomplishing something in life, whoever is doing something in life. And either what we can do is we can just sit and feel envious and then just move on to the next story, and then just keep moving on, and maybe try to find someone who is just as stagnant in his or her life, so you can relate to the person, because you are definitely not able to relate to the person who is doing great in his life. Or there is another option, option number two. The option number two, which is followed by after watching the videos or stories of other people who are doing great in life, is the option number two is that we dig deep, we break it down, and we see why the other person who is doing great in life, why is he doing great in life? What is he doing different than you or me that they are doing great in life? They are doing bigger things in life. They are achieving bigger things in life. I think if we dig deep, what we can find is maybe that when we look at their stories, rather than feeling jealous or envious, we can actually use those stories as inspiration, that yes, I want to do that, I want to do those big things, and just this person inspires me to do better things in life. But just getting inspired and getting pumped about doing things it's not gonna do you any good. Getting pumped is good, but then the next step to that is, once you look at their stories, you get the inspiration, the next step is taking an action, converting your thoughts, your inspiration, and putting that into the action, which will take you towards your goals. And they don't have to be very big steps, although there will come time in your life when you will take those big steps. But I think what we can do with that inspiration is that we can use that inspiration to take a step as big or small as you can take, which is in it doesn't matter if you are taking a bigger step or a smaller step. What matters is that you are taking a step. That's all that matters. You take a step and then another step and then another step. What's in our own hands right now? And every moment, every second of our life, what's in our hand is that this moment right now. This moment is right in our hand, and what we can do with it is just take a step towards where you want to go, big or small. All you need is take a step and then keep that train of steps going. Don't let them stop. Don't worry about that those your steps are not big enough for those big results that you see in other people's life. But the thing is that what we are missing in when we look at those people doing big things in life, that they also started really small. Those baby steps they also had to take, and the baby steps start becoming big steps eventually. And persistence and patience are two things that are going to take you anywhere if you want to go somewhere. And jealousy or envy or frustration is not gonna take us anywhere at all. It doesn't take us anywhere. All we do is just keep scrolling through the stories and keep feeling small and small. You don't have to feel small. You just make the best with what you have. Make the best with what you have, with the best with people that you have around you. I mean, it's just so important to keep taking the steps. It's just like going to the gym every day. I keep using the gym analogy again and again, but it keeps fitting in every situation, that whatever big results that you are expecting from yourself are not gonna come overnight. You just take what you can do today. This moment is in your hand, and you can use those stories as inspiration and then convert them into action towards where you want to go. Period. That's it. Keep taking steps. And one thing more I want to include, that whatever else anyone else is doing in their life, big or small, has nothing to do with you. Their story is their story. Your story is your story. You are born with your own universe. They have their own universe working for them, towards them, against them. You have your own universe working towards you, for you, against you, and you can make that universe work for you if you just keep taking steps. Until we step outside our comfort zone and we don't take those steps, nothing can move. It's always going to be stagnant, and at the end of the day we will just end up looking at the stories of people on Instagram or Facebook who are doing great things, and if we don't take steps towards where we want to go, the end result is only going to be frustration and frustration and frustration. And it's sad. It's gonna get gloomy, it's gonna get sad, it's gonna get lonely, and you don't need to go down that rabbit hole. All you need to do is take a step. Forget about the result that you will get from that step. Just keep taking steps. Forget the result. The result of your steps, the results of your effort, your endeavors is not in your hand. It is none of your business. The results will show up by themselves. Take things which are in your control and make the most of it. Your steps, your efforts, your endeavors are in your control. The results are not in your control. Just forget about the results altogether. Forget about the results. Use them as inspiration, but don't depend on them, because when you depend on them, you start expecting, and expectations are the biggest enemies of anyone and everyone who is trying to grow in his life. Don't expect anything. All you gotta do is keep putting in the work, keep taking your baby steps, and just have a clear mind that you are you and they are they, and their story has nothing to do with you and your story has nothing to do with them. Just let the universe work for you. But it cannot work for you if you don't make a move. Yeah. Okay. That was it. That's all I wanted to say. Yeah. And before I leave, I just wanted to leave you with an update that I am publishing my first poetry book. The book is called Fruits of Hypomania. It's gonna be available pretty soon, and you can find the information on my Instagram if you would like to follow. It is I Brown Santa. That's pretty much it. And it's almost 2 a.m. I should go to sleep, actually. Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't make podcasts. I don't make a podcast like I plan it out. Like, I don't plan out and sit down and make a podcast. Whenever the inspiration hits me, whenever a thought hits me, I just put it out, and I just let it out. It's like an outlet for me, just like any other art that I like to practice, either it is poetry or it is acting or it is writing making music. I make music, but it's just for fun, for myself. But it's just like anything else, this podcast is also an outlet for me, and this period that I am in my life as an artist, what I experience is something I'm pretty sure a lot of people must be going through. And if I can share what I am going through, and if somebody else can, if I can help somebody else in clearing up the clutter that we end up developing in our minds, I will be, I'm happy to do that. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Brown Scent, I love everybody. I love you all, and just keep creating what you want to create. And love you people. I just love you, man. I just love everybody, and just keep spreading fucking love as much as you can, because there is hate everywhere and we don't need more of it. We don't need more hate. There is more hate because there is not enough love being put out by good people. So we need love to tackle with hate. There was always hate in the world. There will always be hate in the world. But what we need to do is we need to put equal amount, at least, or maybe much more amount of love out in the world to equalize, to have a better mindset, maybe, I don't know, a better environment around us. So good people, put out all the love you have in your heart and don't shy away. We need you. Take care and good night.
ਮੈਂ ਸਬੂਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਬੜੀ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਚੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਉਹ ਬੀਬੀ ਦੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਿੱਲਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੈਕਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਭਰੇ ਆ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਆਏ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਗਏ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਵਿਸ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤਾਉਣਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਲੇਖਣ ਦੀ ਤੱਤ ਗੱਲ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਗੱਲ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਮੰਮੀ ਖਾਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਾਉਣਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਲੇਖਣ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਗੱਲ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਾਉਣਾ ਵਾਧੂ ਕੱਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਛਾਉਣਾ ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਫੁੱਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਿਚਾਉਣਾ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਨਾ ਕਮਾਈ ਜੋ ਟੋਯੋਟਾ ਮੈਂ ਚਲਾਉਣਾ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਦਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਮੰਨੀ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਮਨਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤਾਉਣਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਲੇਖਣ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਗੱਲ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮੁਲਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਲਾਈਫ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਨਾਈਫ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਬੈਠ ਰੋਣਾ ਡਿੱਗ ਡਿੱਗ ਕੇ ਖਿਲਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਾੜਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਹ ਆਉਣਾ ਸਭ ਨਿਕਲਦੇ ਵਹਿਮ ਬੰਦਾ ਆਪ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੀ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਅਸ ਹੱਥ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਫੜਾਉਣਾ ਹੰਝੂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੁੰਝਣੇ ਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਰਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤਾਉਣਾ ਮੇਲੀ ਲੇਖਣ ਦੀ ਦੱਤ ਗੱਲ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤਾਉਣਾ ਮੇਲੀ ਲੇਖਣ ਦੀ ਦੱਤ ਗੱਲ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਾਉਣਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮੁਲਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਲਾਈਫ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਨਾਈਫ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਬੈਠ ਰੋਣਾ ਡਿੱਗ ਡਿੱਗ ਕੇ ਖਿਲਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾਉਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤਾਉਣਾ।